Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, and Comparisonitis. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome to a little Monday motivation bonus episode. I'm so excited to just share with you a little bit of a personal update, a little bit of a business update, two favorite discoveries that I've recently found, my favorite health hack at the moment, my favorite life hack also at the moment, and an inspiring quote and some inspiration to send you off into the week. So let's dive on in. Before we dive into the juice of the episode, I want to give you a little bit of an update on me and my life and my businesses and what's just going on for me. So work-wise, there are so many exciting things that I'm working on, which I am absolutely bursting to share with you. And I've not shared this stuff anywhere before, but you are the first to hear, which is so exciting. I have an amazing program coming out in October. It's all about conscious conception, pregnancy, empowered birth and postpartum, and conscious parenting. It is brilliant. And I am so excited about it. And I am so excited to get this in everybody's hands. And I'll be sharing more about it very soon. But just know that it is incredible. And you are going to want to check this out. So keep your eyes out for it. And I will share a lot more very, very soon, but you heard it here first. I also have a physical product coming out that I've created, and I'm so excited about this because besides my books, this is the first physical product that I have ever created. And it is something, here's a little hint for you, it's something to support mamas. Come and tell me on Instagram if you have any idea what I'm talking about. I'll be launching it very soon, but I would love to hear if you have any ideas. I'm also writing my fifth book, which I'm so pumped about. So I am writing this with Nick. So this is the first book that I have ever written with him. So I wrote Mastering Your Mean Girl, then Open Wide, then Comparisonitis, and then Purposeful, which is an Audible original. And so that is only available on Audible. But this is my fifth book with Nick, and it's all about reclaiming your time and reclaiming your life. You guys are going to love it. Oh my gosh. And I've not shared about that anywhere. So you guys have heard it here first. In regards to the podcast, we are always bringing you on amazing guests. And the final thing that I wanted to share with you that is going on in my business right now, Nick and I are working on an amazing health wellness company right now. I can't share too much. It's very top secret, but it is going to change your life. And I'm so excited. It's something that we've been working on and talking about for so long, and it's finally happening, which is really pumped. And I'm so glad that I gave myself this long, juicy maternity leave when Bambi was born, because now that I'm back in work mode, I feel so grateful to be here, and I have so much creativity swimming through me right now. And I'm so glad and grateful that I just gave myself that time. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a boss babe, it's very easy to just keep working. And I'm so glad that I gifted myself that long, juicy maternity leave, because now I'm back and I'm excited and I have so much creativity swimming through me, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Now, speaking of maternity leave and my gorgeous little bundle of joy, Bambi, oh my gosh, she just is the best thing ever. I seriously love being her mom so much. It just feels so right. It feels like I was born to do this, and I just feel like the most me I've ever felt in my entire life. And I love my work and I love being a mum. And I am so grateful that I have two of these things that I love and that I can do. And I absolutely just feel like this is my path. And I often say to Nick, oh my gosh, how did I move through life without her? How was I operating? You know, and I definitely want more kids for sure. I feel two more babies. I feel the energy of another girl and I feel the energy of a boy constantly around me, like swirling around me. I feel them. And if you have read Spirit Babies, which is a book that I talk about a lot, it's incredible. You will know what I'm talking about, the energy. And I feel those two energies there and we've already got their names. And I just can't imagine what I was even like without having her in my life. I just love being a mom so much. It just feels so right and so natural. And she is just so gorgeous and she's getting such an incredible personality. And she's very fun and playful and social, just like her mama. All of our friends say she's so social, just like her mama. That's what they always say, because she will just go up to anyone and just start playing with them. And she wants to be friends with everybody. And she's just so cute. And she absolutely loves nature and she loves people. She is a people person. It's so interesting because when I got her chart, her astrology chart read, oh my gosh, it's so filled with the importance of friendships in her life. And all through her chart is just like friendships, friendships, friendships. So it was really interesting. And I highly recommend, actually, if you are a mama or a papa, getting your child's astrology or human design read, because it helps you understand so much deeper about your child. It helps you understand why they do the things that they do and why they may behave the way that they behave. So I have had her astrology chart done and her human design, and it's been amazing so far because even though she's still really little, I can see these flavors that they have mentioned in her astrology chart that are coming out, that are starting to really blossom. So it's really interesting. And in saying that, we don't want to project anything onto our children. So I'm having these conversations within my own head. I'm not saying, oh, Bambi, your astrology chart says you're really going to be into your friendships or you're going to do this. No, I don't project anything onto her. Internally for me, I'm observing. And I think with children, observing is a really beautiful thing that we can cultivate. So yeah, I highly recommend getting their charts done. It helps you just understand them on such a deeper level and maybe why they're here, what their mission or purpose is here on earth. So I highly recommend that. And getting your own charts done. It's really powerful. It's like understanding yourself on such a deeper level. So I highly recommend that. And I've been studying astrology. I love it. And human design as well. But with both of those, they're things that you just will study forever. You know, there's no end destination. It's just you continue to learn and grow with it. So I absolutely love astrology and I love human design and have learned so much about myself and Bambi and Nick and my friends. So definitely check it out. If you've never had your chart read, go and check it out. I've actually had Jenna Zoe on the podcast. She is a human design expert and she talks all about human design. So you could go and listen to that episode or you can listen to the episode with Danielle Page. She is incredible. She's actually who I did my level one astrology training with. She's amazing. And she was on my podcast too. So you can go and listen to that episode. And then I've had Laura Plum, who is a Jyotish astrologer, on the podcast too. You might want to go and look into Jyotish astrology, which is very different to the astrology that I learned, but it's another whole thing, but it's amazing, you know? And if you want to dive deeper, go and have a session with Laura. She's incredible. So dive deeper into understanding yourself more. And I'm curious to know if you guys love astrology as much as I do and human design. It's incredible. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on my relationship with Nick. And it's definitely shifted since having Bambi. 100%. I think you can't expect to have children and the relationship to not shift. So when we have a child, the whole dynamic of the immediate family shifts and also the extended family. So your parents and aunts and uncles and close friends, anyone who's in that immediate circle, everything shifts to make room for this new being. So we cannot expect for this new being to come into our world and for everything to stay the same. That's crazy. That's not going to happen because we have to make room. Everything shifts. And I knew that that was going to happen. So I didn't necessarily need to like mourn how things were, but I know for a lot of people when they have children, they need to mourn how things were. But I didn't need to do that because I knew that it was going to shift. What I needed to do was get creative with new ways of how Nick and I were going to spend time together. And that's what we need to do, and how you're going to spend time with your friends and things like that. You just need to get creative because everything shifts, especially when you have a newborn, but everything shifts. You need to get creative with how you're going to spend time together, your how many times a week, like when are your date nights, things like that. It just needs to be a bit more structured and put into your calendar. So we have a joint calendar and we put our dates and our lover's time in our calendar, because if we don't, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. And now the way that I spend time with my friends is different. It's different. I don't go out to dinners. It's different. I do lunch catch-ups, or we do lots of play date catch-ups. It's just different. And we just have to get creative, because you want to keep spending time with these people, but you just have to get creative. So for Nick and I, we love at least some time every day that is just for us. And maybe that's a morning cuddle before Bambi gets up, or when she goes to bed at night at 7 o'clock. We take that time to have a cuddle and have some time together and chat and spend quality time together. So have a conversation with your partner. And I talk about this in Open Wide, practicing crystal clear communication. Have a conversation with them and work out what feels right for you two. Like, when can you create the space for each other, and how often, and making sure both of your needs are getting met. It's very important that you both feel like your needs are getting met. It's not just about one person here. In order for a relationship to really thrive, both people need to feel like their needs are getting met. So maybe one person needs a lot more time than the other person. And if that's the case, how can you come to a happy medium so you both feel like your needs are getting met? This is a conversation that needs to be had. It's very important. For example, today is Monday, and yesterday we had the most beautiful family day. Sundays for me are just so sacred and so beautiful. And after Bambi woke up from her nap, we went for the most beautiful family walk, and it was just the most divine weather. And we were just walking and talking, no phones, holding hands, playing with Bambi. And it was just so beautiful. And I came home and I said, "I don't think you understand how much that walk just meant to me." And he's like, "It's just so simple. You know, it's a walk. It's not diamond rings. It's a walk, and a present walk, being all there." And it just filled me up. And in Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, John Gray talks about the point system. And I've had John Gray on the podcast twice. Actually, his first episode, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, is the most downloaded episode on my entire podcast. So go and listen to that if you haven't already. And then Mars and Venus in the Bedroom was the second episode, and that's incredible. So he talks about the point system, and he's referring to like when your partner, or say, I'll just talk about my experience. So when Nick goes out, and he could go out, right? Go to work and come home and go, "I made $1 million today," but be not present and have not been home all day. And in my mind, that's like, oh, he gets like 2 points, you know? And another day he comes home and he sits and he massages my feet and he asks me how my day was. And maybe he says, "I ran a bath for you and I put Epsom salts in there." Like 55 points, you know? They're just silly examples. But what is meaningful to you? And this is going back to the love languages. You know, I talk a lot about the love languages. What is your love language? And what's your partner's? And making sure that you're meeting those love languages. And so for me, quality time is so important. And for Nick, words of affirmation is really important. So if I say things like, thank you so much for running that bath or for spending that time with us, it really meant the world to me, or sending him a little love text message, that means so much to him. And for me, when he says, hey, baby, let's go for a walk, just us, like, oh my gosh, 1,000 points, right? So work out what is important to each other and make it a priority to fill each other up, be of service to each other. So for us, where we're at right now in our life is making the space in our week, and we have regular things that we do and just committing to it. And if we can't do it for some reason, we shift it. Okay, well, we can't have that time, you know, on that day. So can we do it the next day? So we're just constantly in dialogue about when we're going to have that time together. So we both feel full, and so that we're both really enjoying our time, because we both work from home. But during the day, we're in separate rooms, in separate offices. So we're not with each other all day. But when we do come together, we want to be lovers and not in work mode. So maybe you need to have a conversation with your partner and work out how both of your needs can be met, and get a joint calendar and schedule it in. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Do it and then prioritize it and make it happen. Okay, I want to share with you two recent new discoveries for this week that I have absolutely loved. And I cannot believe that I've only just discovered this company, and it's called Solid Techniques. And it's an amazing toxic-free company in Australia that does all toxic-free cookware. I am like, how have I not known about this company? And they're local to where I live. How did I not know about them? And this is not sponsored, by the way, at all. This is just genuinely a company that I love and I've discovered. And I'm like, you are in my area, local, toxic-free. How have I only just discovered you? So if you are on the hunt for toxic-free quality cookware, check out Solid Techniques. Amazing. Just go and check them out and you will see. So we've got their stuff, and they say it will last a lifetime, and it will. Like, you'll pass it down to your children and it'll just last and last and last. It's so incredible. But you got to take care of it, like with everything. But go and check them out. The second discovery that I absolutely love, and this is something that I've been getting more and more into recently, is sustainable and toxic-free clothing. So I live a toxic-free life in all areas of my life, like my skincare, my food, my home products, the home that we are building. It's so thought out, and I aim to remove chemicals from every area of my life. But an area where I hadn't really dove deep into is clothing. And it's something that I want to learn more about. I have a girlfriend, one of my best friends, Sally. She only buys from sustainable, toxic-free, non-sweatshop clothing brands. And it's something that I would really love to get into as well. So a company that I love is called Indigo Luna, and you can use the code Melissa10 to get 10% off. But go and check out their beautiful, beautiful yoga wear and lounge wear. I absolutely love it so much. I've got two of their sets that I just kind of rotate during the week. They're kind of like my uniform, and I absolutely love it, and I wear them all the time. But they're so comfortable and they're beautiful, and it's really important that we are giving our money to companies that are doing great things in the world. Remember that we vote with our dollar, and every time we are purchasing something, we are saying, yes, I believe in that company. I believe in their practices. I believe in their ethos. So if we don't even look into that, then we actually don't know what we're buying into. So something to start thinking about if you haven't already, but the clothing, really, really important. And this is something that I want to dive deeper into. I'm constantly looking for aligned, sustainable, with great practices, clothing brands that are doing really good things in the world, that aren't using toxic chemicals and that aren't doing slave labor and things like that. So if you have any recommendations, send them my way on Instagram, and I'd love to check them out. Okay, my health hack for this week is prioritizing your self-care and doing it first thing in the morning. So the last few weeks, I've started walking in the morning again before Bambi gets up. And I cannot tell you the difference that this has made to my mental health. Nick has said to me, "You are so much happier. You are just shining." And it's because I've been taking this time to walk in the morning, first thing by myself. And it has been so beautiful. I've just loved it so much. And it's very easy to not do it, especially when it's cold outside. It's very easy not to do it. It's so easy to stay under the covers, nice and warm and cozy. But I cannot tell you, especially if you have kids, taking that time for yourself first thing in the morning before they wake up, get up earlier, get up before them, and do something for you, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, just take that time for you to fill yourself up. It is such a beautiful gift to yourself. I then go into parenting as a happier, better version of myself. I'm calmer. I am kinder. I'm softer. I am more playful, you know, when I've taken that time for me. So fill yourself up and do it first thing in the morning if you can. So that's my little health hack for this week. And I want you guys to commit to it and let me know how you go on Instagram on Sunday so that I can help hold you accountable. Okay, my life hack for this week is, if you don't already have a digital calendar, just get one, right? Use Google calendars, use whatever calendar comes on your phone. Like, they're all amazing, right? But look at it the night before. So before I put my phone away for the evening, Nick and I sit down and we look at our calendar for the next day. And we just make sure that we've got no overlaps or we've missed something, or we only have one car as well. So sometimes there might have been something scheduled in and the other person needed the car more or whatever it was, you know? So we always look at our calendar the night before when we're about to turn our phones off for the evening and just make sure that the day is going to flow with ease and grace. And we might say, oh, we've got that meeting together. Oh, can we move it to the next day? My day's already full. Can we do that? Oh, can you take Bambi in that half an hour block so that I can do this or whatever it is? But if you don't need to do this with your partner, or if you are single, then just do it with yourself. But do it the night before so that when you wake up, you're not scrambling, you're not floundering. You can go into your day with ease and grace and flow. So that is a life hack that has changed my life. Getting digital and looking at it the night before. Oh my gosh. And on a Sunday, we look at the whole week. So I open the calendar and look at the whole week and I just make sure that everything flows. Oh, I've got that meeting at that time. Okay, I might need to ask Nick's mom to come and have Bambi for that hour. Can she take her for a walk or a play or whatever? You know, I just look at my week and go, oh, okay, I need to organize that. Or, oh, do I really need to go to that appointment? I don't feel like I need it. Maybe I can cancel it, or maybe I need to book that. So looking on a Sunday at the week ahead is a really great thing to do, just so your week is lined up and it's going to flow. And of course, things shift and change, of course, but you can kind of go into the week with a calm mind, knowing that everything's set up and you're organized, because feeling overwhelmed and organized is not a great way to go into your week. So try it. Try looking at your calendar on a Sunday for the whole week with your partner if you need to, or yourself, and then looking each night before you put your phone away for the following day to make sure that the day is going to flow effortlessly. It's something that we do every day and it is awesome. Which kind of leads me to the quote of the week. And this is by none other than the incredible Tony Robbins. And the quote is, "By changing nothing, nothing changes." So if you want something different in your life, you have to do something different. You cannot expect different results if you keep doing the same thing over and over again. If you keep doing the same thing in regards to your health or at the gym or with what you're eating and you don't see results, unless you change something and do something different, you're going to keep getting the same results. You need to do something different to get a different result. By changing nothing, nothing changes. If you keep dating the same guys that are emotionally unavailable and expect them to want to be in a committed relationship with you, you will keep recreating that unless you do something different, like stop dating that type of guy or stop going to that certain place where those types of people hang out. If you want something different, you've got to do something different. If you want something different in your friendships, you have to do something different. You cannot expect something different if you keep doing the same thing in your friendships. In regards to your career, or if you're wanting a new role in your company, you have to do something different. Doing what you've always done may not get you there, or it may not get you there as fast as you want to. So do something different. And if you feel like you're not making any progress with your savings plan for your home, try something different. Do something different. Nothing changes if nothing changes. We have to do something different, maybe something even radical, if we want something different. So my question for you, my friend, is what do you want right now? Is your relationship needing a shift? What can you do differently to make that shift? What do you want in your career? What can you do differently to make that manifest? What do you want in your friendships? How do you want to feel in your friendships? This week, what can you do differently? And with your children, what do you desire? How do you want to feel in relationship to your children? And what can you do differently this week? And regarding your physical and your mental health, how do you want to feel this week? What needs to shift? What can you do differently to make that manifest? Go through all the areas of your life and ask yourself, am I happy with how things are flowing in this area right now? If the answer is yes, then high five yourself and keep moving forward. If the answer is no, then ask yourself, what can I do differently this week to see a different result? And just go for it. Go for it this week. Write this down. Make this your goal for the week. And then on Sunday, I want you to send me a DM on Instagram and let me know how you went with this. I'm literally bursting to hear from you. And remember that nothing changes. If nothing changes, if you want something different, you have to do something different. And we are always growing and evolving and changing and becoming more in alignment with our true higher self. So we have to grow. We have to do different things. This is part of being here in this earth suit, and you can do it. You cannot expect different results if you are doing the same thing over and over and over again. So if you want a different result, you have to do something different. Stay on your path. Keep your eyes forward and always, always, always be kind to your beautiful self. I am so excited to hear from you on Sunday. Stay true to yourself. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. You got this, my friend. Have a beautiful week, and I love you heaps.